What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take one more phone call, and then we're going to close the lines while I get some more news done here. So, Stephen in Oregon, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, aloha to you, Michael. Aloha, aloha. I just wanted to mention that I recognized one of the callers about three callers ago, and his inflection and everything sure sounded like Steve Pezniak, who's an old spook. And I also wanted to talk about the NDAA, I think was renewed or passed before Barry and his cartel got out of the White House, where they said, you know, we can spend money on propaganda. It's legal now, right?
Yes.
So it's perfect timing. It's perfect timing. I think it was like when Trump was the nominee, that was passed. So it just shows you that there is a war going on, and it's pretty blatant.
Yeah, it really is, because if you remember, all of this spying on Donald Trump actually increased after he won the election. They were spying on him during the transition period to gain some kind of information that would allow him to be manipulated into appointing a bunch of people for the White House staff who are going to be still loyal to the deep state agenda. And again, we've heard reports of a coming serious White House staff shakeup. It needs to happen. Trump needs to get people in the White House who are going to be loyal to him, who are not compromised by other. Frankly, I think Donald Trump ought to get a bunch of people from outside the Beltway. Just go on out and find good businessmen, good engineers, good whatever, who can actually do the work of helping in the administration, who are not already tangled up with the swamp. That's Trump's biggest mistake in terms of his White House staffing, is he went in there saying he was going to drain the swamp, and instead he turned the faucet on and allowed the swamp to pour on into the White House.
Well, I just wanted to say that there's a propaganda war going on for all our minds, and you got to use great discernment.
Okay, well, yeah, but the propaganda is getting so obvious, and as I said, we just found out, going back to CNN's own transcripts on Comey's testimony before Congress, 2 months after this memo about obstruction of justice was supposedly written, and he testified under oath that nobody had approached him about handling a case or altering the case for political reasons. So we got him in a lie. We got him in a lie. This is Comey's revenge for being fired.
Blessings, Michael. Blessings.
All right. Well, thank you very much. All right. We're going to close the phone lines for a little while and get some news done. I just got an email from somebody who was an in-flight technician for Panasonic, and basically confirms what I said before. All the little TV screens and the entertainment stuff in the armrests, and they are not connected to the avionics system. So this idea that somebody could take a laptop and take over control of the aircraft, that is definitely not going to fly. So something else is going on. And here's another issue. Okay, if it's really worried about bombs in laptops, if it explodes in the cargo hold, it's still a problem. So there's some other issue going on there. Now, we were talking about the economy before, and a lot of focus is now coming down on Home Capital Group, which is, for lack of a better word, it's crashing. It's crashing and burning following massive, massive losses. They're already talking about a taxpayer bailout, because after all, banks are holy and banks are sacrosanct, and we can never let a bank go bust here, no matter how much it costs the ordinary people. Interesting story out of Zero Hedge. The new, latest, improved theory behind the stalled economy. Well, it's all the fault of you retirees. You're just hoarding too much cash. That's the problem. They're hoarding cash and keeping it for their retirement instead of spending it into the economy. They don't want to fix the problem. They're just looking for somebody to blame. It's the retirees. They're living too long. They're keeping too much cash. It's the millennials. They're not spending enough. They're not earning enough. Now, one of the points of contention regarding the H-1B visas or offshoring, is how much IT offshores to India. But apparently that is starting to come apart, and India's IT market is actually crashing. They're going into a slump. And whether it's the advent of automated customer support systems or just too many people complaining that they can't understand the people at customer support, but they're estimating something over 500,000 layoffs over the next 3 years. So that's starting to come apart over there. Now let's get back to the wonderful world of retail. Because as you know, there is a meltdown in the brick and mortar stores. They like to blame online sales, and a lot of these brick and mortar retailers are trying to move online, and they're discovering that it's just as hard to sell product to people without any money online as it was in the store. And now, ironically enough, some online retail startups are going to dip their toe into actually having a brick and mortar presence. And a good example of that is Casper Sleep Incorporated. Now, Casper Sleep is, you order a mattress from them. It's delivered directly to your home. But now they're making a deal with Target to actually have the mattresses on the floor, so to speak, inside Target. Even though looking around, it's very obvious retail is in serious, serious trouble. I think I mentioned on Monday, when Claire and I did our little mini vacation away from home over the weekend, and I went over to the windward side, and I went to the Radio Shack to get some little bits, heat shrink tubing, things like that. And they were having their going out of business sale. And there was a lot of empty retail spaces all over, not just the mall, but just driving down the main drag there in Kaneohe. A lot of empty retail places. It's not good out there. It's not good. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Story over at Investment Watch Blog, they're talking about the meltdown in Venezuela, the economic crisis, and economic war has been waged against Venezuela going all the way back to Hugo Chavez. And the people are hungry. They're desperate. They're eating their pets, they're eating pigeons, whatever they can find. And they're putting pressure on the government to do something, except nobody knows what to do. Things are that bad. And you need to keep an eye on Venezuela, because when the economic crash hits here, and it may be starting with today's Dow, things are going to get rough. Things are going to get very rough. Now then, turning over to France, Macron has just delivered a bit of a surprise to his pro-Brussels backers by saying that he does not think it's taboo to call for changes in the European Union treaty, and basically saying the European Union's need for deep reforms is so dire that maybe it's time to change that EU treaty. And that is going to be a bit of a wake-up call for Brussels and for Angela Merkel, who thought that by making sure Macron won the election that France would just go back to being an obedient little country. And all of a sudden, Macron is starting to talk the way Marine Le Pen was talking. Apparently, the Netherlands remains without a government 61 days after the country's general election, because the way it works over there is those parties who get the most votes, but not a majority, have to form a coalition government, and the talks keep breaking down. And apparently the sticking point remains the question on immigration. To continue with open borders, or to start saying we have to control our borders and control who comes in to our country. And that appears to be getting in the way of actually getting the government working. Who knows? Life might actually be better in the Netherlands if they don't have a central government. I think there was another country, I think it was Belgium, went without a central government for like a year, and things really improved for the people over there. Apparently, support for the Brexit is continuing to grow, even after the election is over and done with. And everybody who's part of the Remainers, who's been campaigning for a new election or a new referendum or a new this or a new that, they're definitely struggling, because right now 68% of people in this poll are saying they want to see the Brexit take place. And only 22% are saying they want Prime Minister Theresa May to ignore the result of the EU referendum last year. The heck with this will of the people thing. All those British subjects, they made a mistake in their election. They didn't vote the way they were supposed to. All right. Now, and Brussels is continuing to throw roadblocks across the path. Apparently now the EU, the European Union's top court, has now ruled that every national and regional parliament in the European Union must sign off on some of the elements of the future agreements for Brexit. In other words, the negotiations for Brexit are no longer London and Brussels, but it's London and Brussels plus Munich plus Paris plus blah, blah, blah down the road. It's just a roadblock. You're just trying to make it as hard as possible for Great Britain to carry out the will of the British people. It's dirty politics. All right, here we go. Now then, interesting little article. This came out of LouRockwell.com, and it's called Sheer Lunacy on Campus. And we have been talking about how so-called higher education today has really turned into liberal indoctrination. And it really, for those of us who went to university back in the 70s, for example, you can't even recognize it anymore. And it's going down the list of all these things. The University of California, Hastings College of the Law, has added a chill zone, which is located in the library. And it has, just like a nursery school, mats for naps and beanbag chairs. And before or after a snooze, students can also use the place to do yoga or meditate. The University of Michigan Law School helped its students weather their Trump derangement syndrome by enlisting the services of an embedded psychologist in a room full of bubbles and Play-Doh. Remember, that came out at the time. And apparently to reduce pressure on law students, Joshua M. Silverstein, a law professor at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock, thinks that every American law school ought to basically eliminate C grades and set its good academic standing grade point average at the B level. In other words, your report card is now a participation trophy. And what they're basically doing is they're making it obvious that a university degree these days doesn't really mean anything at a time when student loans are just skyrocketing. Higher education has been turned into another scam. Get them onto the campus, get them on the student loans here, let them riot around, finger paint, whatever, so it makes them think that they've got some kind of an educational advantage over the high schoolers, and then kick them out into the real world. Amazing here. Now then, getting on back to airlines. Up in Canada, they are introducing a new passenger bill of rights. It was introduced by the Transportation Minister, Mark Garneau. And basically, if this is carried through into law, it establishes rights for passengers on airlines, including such things as airlines will not be allowed to take passengers from a flight against their will. And there are other aspects like foreign ownership limits for airlines, requires railways to install voice and video recorders in locomotives. Keep an eye on those engineers. And other improvements to transparency and efficiency in the freight rail industry. And they have a really good one up there. Again, when Claire and I were living in Washington State, we'd drive up into Vancouver. And I remember this one time seeing this absolutely gorgeous locomotive. It was green and brass and just sparkling clean and just going on by, towing all these cars and everything. And if you're my age, and I was born at a time before common jet travel, trains were it. And so trains were things that we wanted to do when we grew up. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I want to talk about the EU. You got to change the name to the PU.
Yeah, I'll go for that one.
Because they stink. Hey, Mike, thinking of trains, I used to buy those model railroad. I'm 46, but I used to buy those model railroad magazines when those people in their basements had the gigantic, remember, the gigantic, like, layouts of trains and mountains.
Oh, yeah, I had one of those when I was a kid. And my two younger brothers got involved in that, and we all worked on that. We had a really nice rail setup.
Well, I just couldn't afford the LGB side of that.
what's really interesting is there's a hobby shop that I go to every once in a while down here, and while I'm not into those toys any longer, I don't have the space for it or the time or the money. But what they're doing now, where they've got little tiny cameras in the locomotives, so you can see the engineer's view, and they have computers that will control the switches, and it's amazing what they're able to do with these things now. I mean, when I had it, it was basically, you know, you'd turn up the speed thing down, and you'd have to flip the little track switches by hand.
Well, switching gears, from trains, the railroads and bridges, what's your take on the One Belt, One Road? I think it's fantastic what the Russians and the Chinese are doing, Mike, with that.
Well, it certainly is going to have advantages. It's a high-speed rail system, and it's connecting China and Russia with Europe, and it will allow for the transportation of products much more quickly than loading them on a cargo ship and sending them around the Indian Ocean to the Suez Canal. So it really is a very good idea. Obviously, shipping companies are not at all happy with that. Again, though, it's going to be the backbone for an economic system that is not using the U.S. dollar, and that, of course, is a threat to the Federal Reserve.
And that's 65% of the world's population over there, right?
Yes.
There you go. Checkmate. Game over. Thanks, Mike.
All right, we're going to switch over to Jim in Michigan. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, I love your program, and I'm just really upset about the fact that Robert Mueller was named special counsel for the FBI Russia Trump probe. This guy is dirty as hell. I was actually fortunate enough to do an interview with Susan Lindauer. Are you familiar with her?
Yes, yes.
Well, anyway, she talked about the fact that, you know, George Bush knew the attack was coming and the fact that there was planes flying into buildings and what have you. But Robert Mueller was named to the FBI just prior to 9/11. This
yes.
guy is so dirty. And I'm just trying to think, Michael, who in the hell named him? I mean, was it Trump administration? How in the hell did he get named into this? Because he's dirty as hell.
Well, let's see. Apparently this came out of the Justice Department. And Deputy Attorney General Rod J. Rosenstein just announced it. I'm looking at the story right now.
He should be fired directly, and so should Mueller, because he is a Washington insider who has covered up many, many. I don't know if it was Waco or Oklahoma City or whatever.
I think that was before his time.
He's been actually covering up things for a long time. He is dirty as hell, and Donald Trump ought to get rid of this guy, and whoever appointed him, get rid of him yesterday. I'm sorry. I just don't understand.
Well, here's the problem. Okay, it's impossible to find anybody who's inside the federal government who's actually clean. They're all dirty. They're all, again, with those precious few exceptions like Trey Gowdy and Jason Chaffetz, they're all compromised. They've all done things to grab these seats of power and wealth that can be used as leverage against them. If they're putting Mueller in charge of this, it's going to be a frame-up. It's going to be a kangaroo court. All right, well, listen.
Just freeze yourself. Thank you, Mike. Bye.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I was looking into Robert Mueller's biography. And I discovered something that should send chills down your spine. When Robert Mueller was the director of the FBI, his deputy director was James Comey, a rather incestuous little circle. And clearly the Department of Justice is now adversarial to the Donald Trump administration. It does seem like they're all ganging up on him. They want him gone. They're trying to send a message to the American people. No, you do not get to choose your leaders anymore. We will choose them for you because we are so much smarter than you are. All right, let's take a couple more phone calls, then we're going to get back to the news. Herman in Georgia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, how you doing?
Doing okay.
There's two things. One, what about this Jason, is it Chavez, might be under some undue influence? What about him as a FBI director?
Maybe. I don't know that he's been approached or he would consider it. Unfortunately, a lot of the people who were under consideration have decided they don't actually want the job, or they're being warned off of it. That sadly includes Trey Gowdy. A couple of days ago, he said he was interested in the job, and now all of a sudden he's saying no, he doesn't want to get involved.
And yeah, just heard of that. And while on the commercial, my second choice was Sheriff David Clark out of Milwaukee, who campaigned with Trump. But while you had on the commercial, I just have seen an article here that he just accepted a job in the Department of Homeland Security.
I had seen that, yes.
Yes. So I guess the only person else I could think of is someone that, like out of the New York office, a FBI agent that is more righteous and honest. Maybe Trump could look there to elevate them.
I got to tell you right now, I think Trump is struggling to reassert himself as president, but he let the swamp into the White House, and they basically, at this point, it seems like he's being controlled. His own Department of Justice just appointed Mueller to head this investigation into the Russia connection. We're seeing basically a coup d'etat taking place here in before our very eyes, and it's very hard to watch, to be very honest.
Well, you were right. Him going in, so naive of what's going on in
yes.
Washington, he should have taken somebody's advice and did not.
Well,
okay.
he should have. Anyway, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Alex in Florida. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. You were talking about how the Brits have an approval for the Brexit vote of like 60%.
68.
I would be willing to bet that our polls would be about the same for Trump right now, Democrats and Republicans. I think people realize what's going on. And, I mean, I think there's some hard left-wingers, mainly senior citizens, that may be against Trump. But I think the overwhelming majority of Americans are for Trump and want to back him and believe that he was legitimately elected. What do you think?
Well, we all acknowledge he was legitimately elected. We know there was a lot of election fraud last year, but it all served Hillary Clinton. There just wasn't enough of it. But right now, the corporate media and Trump's enemies are basically trying this spaghetti approach. They're throwing everything they can at him and in the hope that some of it will stick in the public mind, that the public will say, well, you know, surely amid all this smoke, there's got to be at least one fire. And so that seems to be the tactic they're using right now. And it is very frustrating. Every time they come out with another lie, like this Comey memo, and we find out that a lie, well, okay, tomorrow there'll be another lie. That's where we are right now. Each new day, a new lie against the President of the United States of America. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We're going to close the lines. I got some more news to get to, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And getting a little more background information about the Seth Rich situation. The detective who has gone public recently about evidence of communication with WikiLeaks on Seth Rich's laptop was not the only one. Apparently, right after Seth Rich was murdered, Seth Rich's family hired their own private investigator, Rob Wheeler, and he determined immediately that, yes, Seth Rich had been in communication with WikiLeaks and had been the source of the DNC leaks, and apparently the police ordered him to stop investigating. And all they would say is orders from high up. But apparently the police knew that Seth Rich was the leak to WikiLeaks, and they kept quiet so that they could sell this whole story about Russia hacking the DNC based on CrowdStrike, which has already pulled back from their analysis. And the Democratic National Committee never allowed anybody else to investigate the servers, to do a forensic analysis. They just said, we have these people that we pay, and they're saying it was Russia. Just take our word for it. And they're still pushing Russia, 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 Russia. And now apparently they've got former FBI Director Robert Mueller is leading the kangaroo court to try and dig up something on Donald Trump. And I'm dubious about his being able to remain in office. They're just ganging up on him. It's a big dog pile on Donald Trump. Okay, let's get on to some other stuff here. Still talking about the WannaCry ransomware. And we know that ultimately the fault for WannaCry and a lot of other cybercrime rests with the NSA and the CIA, who have developed these hacking tools that have been leaked out onto the dark web, along with working with hardware providers to literally put back doors into all of our electronics for the convenience of the spy agencies to spy on us in complete violation of the Fourth Amendment. And, of course, these exploits are then discovered by the criminals, who will then plunder us at will. But there may be another villain. This is reported over at The Verge, and they're quoting an article out of the New York Times where sociologist Zeynep Tufekci places the blame squarely on Microsoft for its decision to stop supporting older Windows versions. Now, WannaCry primarily hit Windows XP, and apparently Microsoft has now issued a patch for Windows XP for this exploit. But Microsoft's marketing strategy of forcing us to buy a new operating system every few years for their profitability now has a clear downside, because they stopped supporting these older versions of Windows, which are still in wide use, and left everybody vulnerable. So there's a lot of blame to go around here. But again, it gets back to this idea that the U.S. government, rather than protecting the safety, security, and privacy of computer users, went the other way and said, we've got to pry them open. We've got to be able to just go in at will and look at anybody's email, look at anybody's bookkeeping, look at anything that they've got. And we know it's not always for honorable purposes. If you remember that Seattle APEC, U.S. government agencies were caught breaking into the computers of conference attendees and stealing business intelligence, corporate espionage, for the benefit of Bill Clinton's cronies, give them an advantage in contract bidding. And that's not what they're supposed to be paid for, but that's the way they were used. And even though the first version of WannaCry has been disabled by that 22-year-old over in London, you still need to get these patches on there, because other people are going to be using these NSA tools. The cat is out of the bag. They're all over the place. And they're going to be using them. So thank you, National Security Agency. You've really made the world a better place. Now, Cisco is warning that some products might have the WannaCrypt vulnerability. And apparently it goes to the fact that a lot of devices have embedded Windows versions in them as sort of a default operating system to run it. And that means these devices, routers, switchers, whatever, are also vulnerable. And these hardware devices cannot be patched. By the way, speaking of that gentleman over in London, he was offered a $10,000 reward for stopping the WannaCry ransomware in its track, and he's turned around and he says he's going to donate it to charity, which I think was a great thing for him to do. And he's saying he doesn't want fame and he doesn't want money, and just basically trying to go back to his life as it has been up until now. Over in Washington, D.C., at the Union Station, there was a little bit of a hack there. Apparently on Monday, they have these giant screens inside the station for train information and commercials, and apparently somebody found out a way to put porn onto those screens during rush hour. And apparently this is not the only place it's happening. The hackers are able to get into these giant screen systems and just put up all kinds of stuff. And that comes under the heading of a prank, but again, it underscores the fact that globally, the IT infrastructure is fragile. It is delicate. And there needs to be immediately the development of some new protocols for the net that makes it harder for these people to hide. We need to have a mechanism to guarantee that when an IP hits your server, that it's really the originating IP and not a spoof. In the case of hackers who are using multiple leaps across machines, there needs to be a way to backtrace to the originating machine. It just makes sense. Now, maybe the government already has something like that that we're not allowed to use. For example, on your telephone, the caller ID. Most people don't understand. There are two caller ID codes in the telephone system. One of them is the consumer caller ID, which is the one that appears on your phone when somebody calls you, but that can be spoofed. That can be faked. Then there's the other internal caller ID that is far more secure, but you're not allowed to use that. That is strictly there just for law enforcement. Now, here's an interesting story. Apparently over in Taiwan, there was a gentleman who got, the PC got infected with the ThunderCrypt ransomware, and he literally used the email link on the warning page that your system has been encrypted, and he wrote them an email and said he only makes $400 a month. And the ransomware creators sent him the key because he didn't have the money. And, wow, you got to tip your hat for somebody who has that little bit of sympathy for their victims. Now, here's a really, really cool story. You know about all these smart, intelligent toys that are on Bluetooth or Wi-Fi, and a lot of concern about spying on them. Apparently, there is this 11-year-old cyber ninja, Ruben Paul. He's a sixth grader at a school in Austin, Texas, and he had this robotic teddy bear named Bob, and he basically hacked into it and showed how it could be used for bad purposes. And apparently he was invited to this cybersecurity conference in the Netherlands. And again, we're seeing these computer-enabled devices that are being put on the market, and inevitably the rush is get the product out there, get the money, and they're turning out to be very, very vulnerable. We keep hearing all these stories about these Internet of Things devices, Internet-connected devices, and how they're being compromised and turned into botnets for advertising spamming or DOS attacks. And if Trump is able to survive the current onslaught, I think along with his Vaccine Safety Commission and his Election Integrity Commission, I do think there needs to be a commission set on up to look at ways of enforcing or improving security on all these devices. Because the WannaCry ransomware is a wake-up call. If somebody took the worm component of that, and instead of ransomware as a payload, hypothetically, put in a sleeper program that doesn't make itself obvious. There's already one out there using the same exploit, and it's turning people's machines into cryptocurrency miners. And your machine's running slow, and you're not exactly sure why, and that's it. But you don't know that there's a virus because nothing comes up on the screen saying you've been infected. And for some reason, all these commercial antivirus security software systems don't seem to see the things that have the NSA code in them. Think about that for a while. So, hypothetically, somebody with malicious intent takes the worm component of this WannaCry and they bundle it with a piece of software that just sits on your computer for maybe 6 months and then just formats the drive. After 6 months, this thing is going to be everywhere, infecting government computers, corporate computers, banking computers. And people will go to their backup tapes to restore, and the malware is already on there because it was caught with the backups, and the instant it comes up and sees what the date is, it formats the drive again. So there does need to be something done. This has gone on way too long. We're all being victimized by cybercrime. And we do need to secure the IT infrastructure, because it's not just hobbyists and geeks anymore. We are all dependent on a secure working internet and computer experience. Companies have been put out of business from malware. I know I actually worked with one briefly many years ago when I was an Amiga developer. Some malware got onto the master disk going to the duplication company for a space shuttle simulator, and the backlash put the company out of business. Apparently, Bell Canada has been hacked. 2 million account details swiped by mystery miscreants. So, again, it's just wide open. And it's time to do something about it other than spending huge amounts of money on security software, which obviously is not providing any security. Now they're worried about a vulnerability in Google Chrome on Windows that could expose the user credentials. This is coming from Bosco Stenkovic at Defense Code LLC. And apparently the vulnerability in the default configuration of the latest version of Chrome allows malicious websites to trick users into downloading what's called a shell command file without prompting the user, as it would normally do with other downloads. There is something in there that allows this file to be downloaded without your awareness and then executed on your computer. And up and running, this shell command file allows the attacker to gain access to your username, your Microsoft LAN manager password hash, and that leaves you open to other attacks using the so-called server message block relay attack. I think one of the problems is that over time, the operating systems and software have become way too complex. And we call it bloatware or feature creep, and it's driven by the marketing people who say, well, we need to sell a new version of this software this year, so we've got to put on all kinds of new stuff and new protocols and new this and new that. It builds up layer on layer on layer on layer. And it's impossible for any one individual to have a grasp of what's going on in there. Now, one of the things I loved about the Commodore VIC-20 and its ilk back then was, first of all, if anything happened to it, you turn it off, turn it on, it's back in its factory state. Second, it was simple enough where you could understand what was going on inside it. You could learn about it and see if something odd was going on. Today's Windows systems are so complex, and with the later operating systems, much of it is actually hidden from the end user. There are sections of the operating system that you cannot go and inspect to see if there's a problem. All right, we're going to grab a phone call. Al in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Doing okay?
This Bell Canada hack. I don't know whether you know or not, but Bell Canada, Rogers, Cogeco, these internet service providers up in Canada, they're protected under the umbrella of the CRTC, a taxpayer-funded organization. And, you know, I don't feel sorry for Bell for getting hacked whatsoever because, you know, they charge us outrageous prices. I'm not a Bell customer anymore. I haven't been for a long time, but I know that the CRTC, on behalf of these people, will shut down competition that they cannot compete with, because they've done it recently with someone that came out with like a cheaper cell phone policy, and it wasn't that long ago. And also, earlier you were mentioning something about the housing market in Canada. Home credit company that is in trouble. The CEO of the St. Joe's Hospital, Kevin Smith, he also sits on the board of directors of another company called Ontario Pension Plan.
Mm-hmm.
Healthcare of Ontario Pension Plan is called HOOP. And what it is, it's a private pension plan company through all of the people that work, you know, throughout Canada in the healthcare industry. And he also was sitting on that Home Capital. So he was on these three boards, and he manipulated all of this, this line of this quote unquote high interest line of credit that obviously they burned through, and you know,
yeah.
I mean, does this sound familiar?
Yeah, it sounds very, very familiar. And again, where's the government oversight on any of this? Or is the Canadian government, like the U.S. government, just so in love with the financial sector that they just look the other way? Anyway, Al, we're going to have to let you go. We've got to take a break for commercials. We're going to be back here. We're going to take one more phone call in the last segment of our show, and then, of course, the sign-off until tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our program today. And boy, the hackers are really pounding on my server. I'm going to have to be working on my security as soon as the show is over. We're going to take one more phone call. George in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I was just talking about Trump and draining the swamp, but it's hard to believe he really wanted to drain the swamp. But one of the first executive orders he did actually weakened lobbying rules for administration officials and former administration officials. And also, you know, he was talking about how Hillary was in bed with Goldman Sachs and how many people from Goldman Sachs does he actually have in his administration.
Well, I'm wondering how much of that was Donald Trump himself versus Donald Trump being convinced by Reince Priebus and his other advisors to go with these people. Like I said, the problem with Donald Trump is that he came into the White House as dangerously naive about the reality of D.C. politics as Jimmy Carter did. Jimmy Carter was not prepared for what happened to him. They just blindsided him, and the same thing's happening to Donald Trump.
Well, one of the people from Goldman Sachs is Steve Bannon, which is one of his major campaign advisors.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people floating around who have previously been with Goldman Sachs, and I'm not ready to say that they're all necessarily crooks, but probably they're all very loyal to Goldman Sachs because I imagine the severance packages include a block of stock that they're going to want to do very, very well. But getting on back to that executive order, I thought the first executive order actually banned government officials from being lobbyists for something like 5 years.
That's what the Obama one did. But Trump weakened it so that they only couldn't, I guess, lobby the agency that they were in for 5 years.
I'm going to have to go back and look at that because my recollection of that is a little different than yours. Okay?
I'll just leave you with three words. Lock him up.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. I really, really would. But I got to tell you, it's just so obvious that we're seeing that this Bush-Clinton CIA cocaine cartel, they're scared of everything becoming exposed, and they're clearly acting in a panic. They're clearly acting in a panic.
But Trump's the one acting in a panic, firing the FBI director when he's investigating his administration for Russian ties.
Actually, my understanding is that Trump fired Comey because of the interference with the investigation into Hillary Clinton. I mean, there are no Russian ties. Okay, all right. Thank you very much. We're going
to
let you go here. I think this gentleman's memory is a little bit faulty. I know it's a Democratic talking point that Trump fired Comey to stop the Russia investigation. Obviously, with the appointment of Robert Mueller, that did not work, even had it happened. But Comey was fired because he basically, when he went out to defend Hillary Clinton, he exceeded his authority. And he basically misquoted the law or misapplied the law. And Comey's firing is why the deep state is now in trouble. Because they're dealing with a president who would be open to seeing some indictments, trials, and prison. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here. Get to work on some new security for the server because we're just under heavy, heavy attack. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, please share what you know with everybody that you know. Copy off the original articles when you can get to my server. Send them around. And please call your local conservative talk radio show and introduce them to republicbroadcasting.org. Ask them to carry our programs. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.